Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Mind Your Business. You know, Singapore was once described by the New York Times as a place so clean that bubblegum is a controlled substance. Kind of still is, yeah? Our country is universally known for its perfectly paved roads, public parks. It's almost spotless and almost litter-free. It's clean and green, right? But cleanliness really is more than just an aesthetic. I mean, cleanliness has been synonymous with major social progress, unprecedented economic growth, and obviously, more recently, the containment of COVID-19, or at least controlled containment. The definition of cleanliness for a lot of us perhaps has changed, especially in the past 2 years. Technology is also playing a huge role in reshaping the future of cleanliness. And our next guest is partnering with SoftBank Robotics to introduce and engineer innovative products and technologies in the field of cleaning and sterilization. They're doing so by providing the best-in-class pathogen mitigation automatically via the recent integration into Wiz, which is the world-leading autonomous cleaning robot. Let's find out more about their latest partnership with SoftBank Robotics and how they plan to change the future of what cleanliness means with Harold Van Haltren, who's the CEO of Germy. Harold, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Thank you very much, Elliot. Thank you for having me here today.
Very interesting, your company, Germy. It's a company that specializes in the application of proven UVC sanitization technology. How does that work? And tell us a little bit more about Germy.
Okay. Germy, well, we were born out of this pandemic. Yeah, we had to look at the pandemic sharpened everybody's focus on the very subject that you mentioned here about cleaning and sterilization. How do we achieve that high standard without saturation of chemicals and bleaches and other things? So best one of that is light, ultraviolet light in the C spectrum or at the C wavelengths are very destructive to pathogens and all sorts of pathogens. This is influenza, gastroenteritis, mold, bacteria, all this type of thing. So we took some water sterilization technology that I've been doing since 1995 and then reapplied it into modern applications and teaching services. So we can now sterilize desks, computer equipment, software, hardware and the like, because we're able to, if you can understand, we're not applying any chemicals to a keyboard or a screen. We're just using light as a sterilant, and then you can just wipe down with a dry cloth.
Hmm. I mean, born out of the pandemic 2 years, then what's your footprint like here in Asia?
We're rapidly growing. We're probably 100% a month. That take-up has been astronomical. It's terrifying and exciting.
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of expected when you consider the kind of situation that we're in. Sterilization technology really has evolved. I mean, for you, what's the most significant evolution? Is it the speed with which we can clean things now?
Yes, it is. I'm glad you mentioned that. It is so quick. So we can, in our clinical trials, we're dealing with some of the, what I call the family favorites of influenza, gastroenteritis, and all your viruses in a matter of seconds. So where you'd have to spray an antiviral or a disinfectant onto a surface, and it takes time for it to settle, and then you've got to remove it. In a matter of seconds, you can be achieving the same thing with light. So the labor savings, time savings are so critical today in business.
Yeah. So you guys are looking at expanding extensively in the region, and you've decided to introduce Germy UVC to the Singapore market. I mean, I understand the obvious implications, but what's the main push factor here?
And it's the same we've experienced in Australia and in Europe. People, it's an education process because we've always looked at traditional soaps and detergents and what have you, and think, well, if it's not smelling or if it doesn't smell like lemons, it's not bubbling and froth, how could it be working? So we have a lot of education to do, and we back that up with some very senior, specialized clinical trials that we've run in labs here in Singapore as well and in Australia at very high levels. So we've the Hunter Medical Research Institute with attached to the University of Newcastle have run tests with the actual coronavirus and with another form of the virus, MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, and we're very effective. Yeah, we're achieving 100% efficacy.
Yeah, I hear you on the part where, you know, if it doesn't smell like lemons, because every morning I sanitize the studio, and the other sister stations say, "Wow, it smells like a hospital here." How
did... You know, funny you should say that. We had one client always used a bubblegum flavored cleaning agent.
Yeah.
And unless you could smell bubblegum, he didn't think things were clean. Well, let me educate you in something completely different.
How then, I mean, with this sort of traditional mindset, how will you position your company in Singapore's market? And does there have to be a significant investment in terms of educating potential clients?
Well, we're doing that. And yes, so then yeah, media outlets such as yourself, the convention that we're here at, and it is that. And people are, once you understand that it's just UVC is part of your natural solar spectrum, which is, you know, all everyday sunlight. And what we've done is taken a very narrow band of that, brought it right down to the surface. People come warm to it very quickly. They understand, of course, you know, it makes sense. But that's just a process. And that's a process like, you know, now having to wear, a few years ago, soap and water has now been replaced by, you know, alcohol hand sanitizers. That's now been replaced by other antivirals. So it's an evolution of a process.
Right. I am fascinated and curious at the same time where these cobots or cleaning robots are concerned. What's your input into that, and how do you see this evolving?
Well, at the moment, what SoftBank are doing with the Wiz, and yeah, the Wiz is by far the number one robot that I've seen, you know, globally from a lot of products. It is seriously a really, really good machine. I'm not just saying that because we're in partnership with SoftBank. It is a really good machine. Mm-hmm. But the adaption of UVC lightware, and SoftBank's leading the world with this, it'll become like your camera phone on your cell phone.
Wow.
Everyone's got a camera on it. And that's the way I see the market going. You know, with all vacuum cleaners, you know, every vacuum cleaner will now have to have not just environmental clean where it's removing dust and dirt, but adds that sterilization component to it. SoftBank are leading the world with that.
And, you know, obviously that has a lot of implications where the general consumer is concerned because, I mean, you say vacuum cleaner, every household wants to have one, or even the type that can work on, you know, your bed, you know, UV light to clean, I don't know, get rid of fleas or bugs, that sort of thing. The potential worth of this consumer market.
I'm really sorry. I can't even begin to think about it. You know, the numbers, the numbers are so big. And here am I in quantum physics. You know, it's huge. And I see it as exactly that. You know, at the moment, it's in a, you know, we're using light in a commercial industrial product. Soon, the next stage will be a domestic product, and we're working with other companies into developing domestic products. So you'd have a UVC or a Germy in the top drawer of your cupboard at home.
No, I'm really glad you put it that way, that you can't even begin to describe the numbers or think about it, because really is that huge. What else can you tell us about this collaboration with SoftBank Robotics?
Well, at first it was, again, terrifying and exciting. They're a massive company, and they're, you know, again, you know, world leaders in their field. We were able to adapt, and they welcomed, and this, you know, some big companies are very hard to deal with in ways because they're set in their programs, but they, you know, they embraced our innovation really quickly. They took it on board and moved rapidly. The Wiz now is the only robot in the world that does what it does with the application of UVC light, and we're now adapting that even further. So we're dealing with the floor, we're dealing with air, and now we'll be able to do surfaces as well whilst vacuuming.
Harold, this is a slightly left-field question, but let's see how it goes. Let's try and approach this. I mean, anyone listening right now will be thinking, okay, if this is so great, you'll probably see it at every corner of the street in years to come, you know, even at home. What does it mean for a segment of the population that takes on cleaner jobs or cleaning jobs? I mean, there is a way to pivot that, right? I mean, you still need people to operate. You still need people to pick up skills where this is concerned.
Yes, indeed. And what it is, the change is the way in which it approached. But, okay, so, for example, microfiber cloth.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So cotton, microfiber cloth replaces cotton rags, replaces sponges, and now it's a highly effective media for disinfection, which is removing dirt or pathogen from a surface.
Right.
In the same way this will evolve. So as you would have a... at the moment, we're attached to a robot, but in the same way you'd have a flashlight in your kitchen drawer, you'd have a Germy sterilization light. Take it out, battery-powered, and you can sterilize the surface after, you know, for example, your cutting boards, your kitchen bench tops. your dining tables in restaurants. Like for a user, for your workers, your cleaners and the like, it's as simple as using a flashlight. If you know how to use a flashlight, you know, shine a torch onto a surface, you can use one of our devices.
Right, because you still need a user to use the Jermy for those hard-to-reach spots. That's a commercial
there. exactly that.
Just a final question. What's next for Jermy then? I mean, what are your plans expanding beyond Singapore?
Well, we were looking to go into Indonesia and north into Malaysia. Singapore, again, as you mentioned at the beginning of the program, Elliot, the Singapore's reputation for being world leaders in innovation and in cleanliness. I must say, as a visiting Australian, this is a spectacularly clean city. To have the Singapore and the NEA approvals that we've achieved as part of our credentials, it opens the doors in other markets for us. And we'll take this globally.
It's going to be amazing, really. And I look forward to owning one of these products one day when it eventually hits a more general and wider population. Harold Van Haltren, who is the CEO of Jermy, online with me. Harold, I appreciate your time this morning. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day yourself, Mike.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.